2 on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I have good news. You do great news with Mike on the podcast. I have good news for the world. Krispy Kreme, have you heard?
I actually have heard.
Isn't this awesome?
If you want to be fat,
you're going to be massive.
You can double your weight in like 2 weeks.
Boom, boom, boom. You get a free a glazed donut every single day this year once you've been vaccinated. You bring in your little thing and you show that you've been vaccinated.
So if you've already been vaccinated, you can get a free donut every day till the end of the year.
You head on into Krispy Kreme and start racking up those pounds. And, you know, I was looking and I thought this was kind of funny at the typical questions, the common questions. Of course, people are asking, what if I don't want to get the vaccine? Can I still have the offer? Like, come on! No!
What is it, 70 cents for a donut? Yeah. You're all right.
Exactly.
You can buy it.
Yeah. But I just thought that was kind of interesting. I like that.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Coming up on Kevin and Sluggo today, movie, TV, pet peeves.
Oh, yes.
Sluggo has a lot of them.
I do.
I think I really have one.
Yeah.
But it's a big one.
Yeah.
And it involves all of the movies that I like.
Right.
So
really?
It's in my wheelhouse movies.
Constantly being annoyed by your favorite films.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a couple of things that I just can't let go of it now that I've noticed.
We are going to apply for a new job.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a winery that is offering $10,000 a month.
We're out of here.
Right?
Yes.
And you have to send in a video, so.
We'll make that video today.
Make that video.
Yeah.
We also have things that you thought, stupid things you thought when you were a kid.
Oh my God, I have such a one for you. It's so ridiculous. Every time I tell anyone this, they just stare at me.
Sluggo has all of them.
It's true.
And Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock is up to
$1,500 today.
$1,500 before 4 p.m.
Damn.
That's coming up on KLOS.
Devorah, not dead yet.
I wish that song was better, although it's not possible.
Damn, right?
That is really good.
She is so awesome in that video, if you haven't seen it yet. That's kind of the stuff that Matt was playing on his show last night, the absolute best of the last year, the new rock, and he just piled it all up. It was really amazing to hear that. We're going to have to get that like some sort of podcast so you can catch that whenever. But Sunday nights at 8, do not miss that show. Make a little appointment
for
yourself.
We're not a podcast here.
Nope. You just throw casts at pods or I don't know.
Sluggo has been complaining about this for a long time.
I can't take it.
He is driven crazy by movie and TV things, and I think we all have one or two that drive us crazy.
Yep.
Like one of them that you already told me off the air about coffee.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me because I'm not a coffee drinker, but you can obviously tell.
Yeah, you know, someone hands you that cup of coffee. It might even have Starbucks if they get a little product placement in there. And clearly that hot coffee you're about to enjoy doesn't exist. It's completely empty.
Yeah, the cup is empty.
Yeah, they set it down. It's a little click noise like it's empty. You know, they can wave it around and it's not.
That's true. It doesn't ever spill.
No. And then I can't pay any attention to the important dialogue. I'm just
really?
Looking at that empty cup of coffee.
That sets you off that much.
I'm like, just put something in it. A little sand or something.
Water.
Yeah. Why not? I'm sure there's a reason, but I don't like that reason and it bugs me.
I'm sure it's because it's a lot easier to handle, but
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You have another one?
I do. Have you ever noticed that generally, if it's a shot looking into the cab of a car, there's no rear view mirror most of the time, 3/4 of the time?
No, I've never noticed that.
No rear view mirror, unless they need to look into the rear view mirror.
Even like a taxi and stuff like that?
Take them all out.
Really?
And then someone pointed out to me when I was mentioning this online that most times the headrests are gone, even if nobody's in the back seat. I hadn't noticed that. Now I'll be noticing that. Yeah. Oh, the important car chase. I don't care. There's no headrest.
There is a top 10 list on the website, And So It Begins, and it's top 10 movie pet peeves, and number 10 is conducting a secret meeting on top of a parking garage.
Where everyone can see. Well, I was looking out my window, I was bored, and I saw this guy.
Which is really funny.
It is. I never really thought about
that. You can listen from anywhere.
Yeah.
Character narration treated as the voice of God.
Yeah.
People get upset by that. Let's see. Talking loudly in a restaurant with no one noticing.
Right. Yeah, but you know, that's what she said.
And everybody just eating.
Delicious.
Yes. Yeah. There's no one yelling in this restaurant.
Rutabaga.
Falling in love after having sex once.
Well, that happens all the time.
Right.
Or love at first sight. That's always. And they build a whole movie around that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's ridiculous.
The next one is one of mine because I like action movies.
Yeah.
And the more action, the better. The more explosions, the better.
Sure.
The more fight scenes, the better.
Like in Nomadland, like that one?
Yeah, like Nomadland. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where nothing happened. fights in which people don't get hurt.
Oh, yeah. Get whacked and yes. thumped and kicked in the face.
They take like an anvil and hit you in the head, and it just stuns you a little.
Yeah, they get up and walk away.
And then they punch you and punch you and punch you, and you fall away, and then you fall through a window. And
no glass, no cuts.
They
no
keep going.
Yeah, no massive bleeding, which
that
is what happens.
Forever.
That's true.
They have fight scenes that are like 3 minutes long, and at the end of it, you're going, look, this person would have died. Yeah. 15 times by now. Died.
Yep.
We're going to take your complaints about TVs and movies, too, at 818-955-KLOS. Here's another one. Empty beer bottle on the bar.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There's a bunch of them, always.
Mm-hmm.
Curse words that are dubbed to secure a PG-13 rating.
Oh, what heck are you saying to me?
You do see that if you're watching it on a movie channel or something like that.
And they're
on TV.
So poorly done sometimes. Yes. It's not even close
to the
voice actor.
What the heck? Are you doing? It doesn't even fit. It's very poorly done.
What did they used to do? There was Son of a Bear they used to change it to on
didn't.
TV. Yeah, it was some really stupid thing. Son of a Bear?
It's not something people say.
No.
Make it something people say at least.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS. Call now. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo here. We have $1,500 coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, 1 second of nonstop rock game.
It's on the way.
Yeah.
First, we're talking about movie and TV pet peeves. You have one, sir?
My pet peeves is smoking in all the movies. Smoking, smoking, smoking. Nobody gets cancer. They keep smoking. The fire alarms don't go off. No! It's just not right.
Nobody comes running in going, hey, you're not allowed to smoke in here.
Yeah, they never
have. What about the no smoking sign? I can't read English.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Really upset that guy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Thank you for being so upset.
Hey, you know what bugs me?
What?
I'm a motorcycle guy, and when they have a four-stroke or two-stroke motorcycle, and they have the wrong sound effect for the motor, that's nuts.
Well, there's such a big difference. There's such a big difference in
exactly.
the real ones. Yeah.
That's lame. That is lame.
That's super lame.
That was another thing.
By the way, anybody that knows anything about motorcycles, I don't ride. I know the difference in the sound. It wouldn't be that hard to figure it out.
Thanks for calling. It's kind of like Airplane, the movie, when they had the jet engine but replaced by a propeller plane. I thought that was pretty brilliant.
Yeah, but they did it to be funny.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
I got something to complain about.
Yes,
yay.
Please. Yes. And go ahead.
If I see another movie where somebody's walking down the hallway and they get hit and the paper's knocked out of their hand, giving the good guy or potential villain an opportunity to come and help them pick up the papers, I'm going to freak out. It's the worst thing you can do in a movie. The most cliche crap.
That is super lazy writing. That's very true. Hey, KLOS, what's your pet movie or TV thing peeve?
What?
I don't know.
What's your pet peeve about movies and TV?
Oh, there you go.
Right.
Succinct.
You know, when like commandos are going in to rescue somebody, or the hero of this show is taking one guy out at a time, and he comes up and just socks the dude, and he falls down, and they just leave him there instead of slicing his throat. Like, shit. This guy's going to wake up.
Yeah, right? That's true.
I mean, you know, these are damn commandos, trained killers.
Yeah, no, you're right.
They'll strangle a guy.
They'll put him to sleep, and then they'll just leave him.
Luckily, knock him out, and then they wander off for him to get up a couple. He would get up a few minutes later. You know, someone answered online as well. They tweeted at me, what about when someone hangs up and you hear a dial tone right away, immediately? And worse, when you hear it on someone's iPhone. If someone hangs up, you don't get a dial tone on your damn iPhone. It does not happen.
It's never happened.
No.
Stop it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are just about to do 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. I have it sitting right here. I'm ready to push play on it.
$1,500.
$1,500,
yep.
Man.
But goodness. First, we're talking about movie and TV pet peeves. You have one, sir?
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, hi there.
We're still talking about the movie stuff?
Yes, we are. What bugs you about it?
So, two things. One, unlimited ammunition.
Oh, true. Very true.
And then two, when a bomb goes off, if it has enough force to blow you back 20 feet, you're dead.
Yeah.
You don't get to pick part of the building off, dust yourself off, and get up.
Now, they get up and they walk away from the explosion in slow-mo.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Looking All right, so I say we play our precious little game. We're going to play 1 second of this song. You tell us what it is and who it's by. If you're caller 13, $1,500. You ready? Here you go. All right, what is it? Give us a call right now, 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
Up to $1,500. KLOS, who's this?
Jason.
Jason.
Oh, my God.
Jason.
No way.
You are caller 13, yes.
Yeah.
You all right?
God, yeah.
You good? Okay.
I want to feel like you're feeling, man. You're clearly feeling good.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
You don't even know.
Are you having sex right now?
Well, actually, it's been as long as...
Oh, don't tell us.
Yeah, no, no, we don't need to know. But it's going to take 1 second. We're not talking about that yet. We're going to play
both take a second.
1 second of this song. You tell us the name of the song and who did it, and you got yourself $1,500.
Cool.
All right, here you go. Take a close listen. What is that?
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Yeah, not it.
Sorry.
Now you have to go back to your sex.
Sorry, not it. Go back
Damn
to having
it.
Sex, my friend.
God.
Oh, sorry. I could not hear from him again for the rest of my life. He's still there.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, he's not there.
$2,000 between 4 and 5.
Good luck. Call us while you're having sex.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
I wasn't. Until this morning, looking for another job.
What changed today?
Today...
Was it all those calls I left you over the weekend?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm really sorry.
I wish you'd stop that. No, it's a job position that I was not aware of was available. And here's the news audio from it.
All right.
Well, hey, if your favorite part of the day is a glass of wine after work, what if having a glass was your work? Got your attention, right? A winery in Sonoma, California is offering a really good job to someone with a passion for wine. So the Murphy Good Winery is offering free rent, and get this, $10,000 a month for the one-year position. If you don't know winemaking, no worries. It comes with on-the-job training and even 30 cases of wine.
Okay, we're out of here. We're leaving
now.
This is our new job.
What I'm saying.
Why are we still sitting here? No, seriously.
Well, I mean, part of the problem is I don't like wine.
Oh, so pretend.
Having said that,
fake it.
I could totally pretend because 10 grand a month and no rent.
Yeah, yes.
No
and
rent.
And up in Northern California.
We can split it.
I'll drink the 30 cases for you. Don't worry about it, dude.
Sure
I got that covered.
I'm sure you do.
No problem.
That's a typical weekend for you.
Yes. Me and Heidi of Heidi and Frank, man, we will knock them back. No problem. We're there.
All right. Well, what they're asking for is a video.
Uh-huh.
So, like, introducing yourself and selling yourself.
Okay, so we should make a video.
You want to do that now?
Hang on. Absolutely.
Come over here by my microphone.
Okay. Don't do that one thing you usually do when I come over here.
How dare
on
you.
On this side of the room. Let's see, crazy, though. How long has this little thing been going on?
I don't know. I just found out about it this morning, but I'm not positive how long it's been going on.
What's the name of the company?
Let me bring up Murphy Good Winery.
Murphy Good. All right, so you got to lie and say you love wine.
Yes, of course.
Don't forget, okay.
Hey, it's Kevin and Sluggo, and we love wine.
Big time.
Sometimes I bathe in it.
30 cases I can go through in about a week, so I'm hoping maybe we could get a little more than 30 cases.
You think they would double it?
Yeah, could you do that?
I wash my beehole with it.
I'm washing my beehole with it right now.
How many people tell you that? When should we start?
Yes, we're on our way. Northern California.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Nice. Well, it's been fun doing the little show.
Sorry, suckers.
Hey, this is a cover of White Room by Apocalyptica. It's damn good. It's the last thing you're going to hear. The station's going to go dead after this because we're heading north. It's KLOS.
That song always reminds me of my grandma's hot.
Yeah, that's right.
That was.
Sounds a lot like it.
Remember that summer when that was all the rage?
It was a massive hit. Massive.
I'm going to tell you a story about people in Florida. And I love people in Florida because there's a never-ending stream of these kinds of stories.
It's true. It's, yeah.
Officials say an assistant principal, Laura Rose Carroll, and her daughter, Emily Rose Grover, were arrested.
Oh. What were they up to?
Mom and daughter arrested. Listen to this.
Okay.
A Florida mom and daughter under arrest this morning for allegedly rigging the election for homecoming queen.
Officials say
assistant principal Laura Rose Carroll and her daughter, 17-year-old Emily Rose Grover, illegally accessed other students' accounts so Grover would be elected homecoming queen.
How
the mother-daughter duo arrested in Pensacola Monday. The investigation into the alleged scheme started in November after the Escambia County School District reported hundreds of student accounts at Tate High School had been hacked. Those accounts contain medical history, test scores, and other sensitive student information. School officials also discovered 117 homecoming court votes all cast from the same IP address in a very short time.
Right, hold up.
Mom!
Listen.
Outsource, Mom, if you don't know how to do it.
Listen, you can be tracked.
It's so easy.
It's the easiest. It's called an IP address. It's yours.
Yeah. Tell, where's Julie Brown? She needs to do a song about this.
This is
homecoming queen's got an IP address.
She was the assistant principal.
Oh.
And she was rigging it so her daughter would be homecoming
queen. You mean the one that they send you to tell you to do the right thing and not cheat and what, we're so disappointed in you?
Yes.
That assistant principal.
Continue the news.
Oh my God.
Investigators say Carol, an assistant principal at Bellevue Elementary School, used her district-wide security level to access accounts belonging to students at her daughter Emily's high school.
So that was easy to find out that it was her.
Sure, of course.
But do you think that there were clues earlier in their lives? Do you think perhaps they could be more stupid? Yes, they could.
Authorities say they eventually found that a total of 246 votes cast for the homecoming court were linked to Carol's cell phone and computers at her home. Now the duo facing felony charges for unauthorized access of those private accounts.
Wow.
Grover was expelled from school. Carol suspended from her job.
All right.
Could
it get worse?
Does she actually?
Could they get more dumb? Yes, they could.
Even though this is about this homecoming vote, a lot of the students tell the police in the affidavit that the girl, the daughter, would actually brag in class, around school, and even show them how she could use her mom's account to access their grades. So they say this has been going on for years, guys, that she's been accessing it. The mom and daughter, through their attorney, say they have no comments.
Look at this!
Damn.
You got a C on your test, sucker! She's showing them!
Look what disease I found out you have!
How's that going on for years?
Wow.
That, friends, is how we found out about Marcy's March Madness scandal.
Yeah.
The exact same thing, except
shocking.
For it didn't have to do with homecoming.
Right.
And it wasn't an assistant principal.
It was Metallica v. Def Leppard, and someone around the station here, you know, was running around going, Def Leppard should definitely win. Def Leppard should be the ones to win. And then they won.
Honestly, it seemed to us like it would be a landslide.
Well, sort of, but not like this much.
No. It seems like it should be a landslide for
Metallica. Yeah.
That would be my guess.
Yeah. I mean,
so
I would have guessed.
So we were surprised?
Yes. I would have guessed maybe 70-30. And Metallica would have taken it. Like,
There's nothing wrong with Def Leppard.
No,
but
no,
if you
no.
put them up against Metallica, then you go, okay, well,
this
that
moment in time
seems pretty simple.
Right. But as it turns out, I mean, I think Def Leppard got, what, 3 million votes or something? I mean, it was insane.
Positive. And a lot of them came from this assistant principal, which is really odd that she would be that involved. No, but it did come from the same place. We were able to look, and a lot of them came from the same IP address.
Yeah, so we had to redo it. That's what Marcy was doing today, along with the one that was already scheduled, Van Halen v. Rush. And you can vote for both of those brackets so we can actually. And they've closed that loophole, and I guess they shot person. They shot the person who was.
I don't think they shot
anyone. That wasn't the case?
No.
Oh, okay. But anyways, going to be arrested, that's for sure.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
It's very important.
I'm not sure they did anything illegal.
March Madness is very important. I have a lot of money riding on this.
So there's two things to vote on for today.
Yes.
One is Metallica Def Leppard.
Right.
It's a repeat because you people cheated.
We're so disappointed.
And the other one is, I don't remember. What's the other one?
Van Halen v. Rush.
95.5KLOS.com.
95.5KLOS.com.
95.5KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. Coming up just after 5, we are going to talk about the stupid things that you wholeheartedly believed when you were a kid. And there's a lot of them.
Oh, insane. Hey, by the way, I lied to the good folk out there that are playing along with Marcy's March Madness today. It's Motley Crue v. Foo Fighters. So, not to throw you off if you want to go vote. vote for one of them, KLOS, 95.5KLOS.com. Or if you want to correct the error of Metallica v. Def Leppard from a few days ago, thanks to the thieves and bastards. And
that can be found with your IP address.
Yes. You can vote there as well, 95.5KLOS.com.
We have $2,000.
$2,000.
$2,000.
Wow.
For Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock
game.
So a bunch of people have missed it.
Yep.
It's up to $2,000 now.
And I'll just keep on rolling over until someone gets it.
We are going to play you a clip here, and then you need to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
Tell us who it is and what the name of the song is, and if you can do those things, $2,000 is yours. Good luck. Here you go. All right. Wow. What is it?
What is that? 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
KLOS, who's this?
My name's Jake, man.
Jake. We're doing a little contest. Right. We're doing a little contest where we're giving away $2,000. Is that what you're calling for?
That's exactly what I'm calling for, brother.
You don't want the special on the couch? You could buy our couch that's been really... You don't want that?
I'm good on the couch, man. I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. All
right.
No, you are. You have to trust me on that one. All right. Do you think you know what the song is?
Don't tell us yet.
Don't tell us now, but we're going to play it for you again. But do you think you know it?
Oh, I know it.
Okay.
Oh, nice. All right.
We'll play it for you again and then tell us what it is.
Yeah, tell us the name and who it is. And $2,000 is yours. Here you go. What is that?
That is AC/DC, Hell's Bells.
We have 3 AC/DC guesses.
Yeah, it was really getting frustrating.
Yes.
Like a lot of people saying AC/DC.
Right band, just not the right song.
Right. Well, let's play the solution for everybody playing along at home.
So you win. You won $2,000.
Awesome.
What are you going to do with it?
Man, I'm probably going to go blow it at the casino.
Yay! Right on. Man after our own
gamble,
heart.
Gamble!
Waiting for...
Hey, those guys aren't so bad when you don't hear them every other song.
You mean like that one Croc station?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee.
We are talking now about things that you thought when you were a kid.
And you finally realized, nope. That's not the case. That doesn't make any sense at all. What was I thinking?
And then for a while, you didn't tell anyone because it was embarrassing.
Yes.
But
yes,
now.
Yeah. Now you can sit here and say, yes, when I was probably 7, mm-hmm. I think, the parents, the adults, were talking about someone who was in the hospital. And they said, well, we just hope he doesn't slip into a vegetative state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in front of me, not to me at all. And then one of them said, yeah, now he could become a vegetable. Boom!
You thought
my brain said, "Oh my God, he could turn into a carrot." And I didn't say anything.
That would have been a bad form.
Oh no, it would have solved so many problems.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it would have helped you. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, my brain took off, and they were clearly serious. They were very concerned. Mm-hmm. They weren't screwing around. They weren't talking to me at all.
Right.
So my brain thought, well, he turns into a carrot. And then a nurse could walk in and say, what's this carrot doing here? And throw him away.
But wait, why wouldn't the nurse know if he turned into a carrot that he would turn
it's
into
a carrot?
Why would she be surprised that he turned into a carrot?
Oh, there's a carrot on
that doesn't make any
on the
sense.
Bed. I was 7! And they were so serious and so concerned. So, like, I just thought it was horrible that you could end your life turning into a vegetable that gets thrown into the trash.
Yeah, well, that isn't ideal. If that was true, that's not ideal.
Oh, my God. And then I was scared of hospitals for years to come. But I never thought of it necessarily again until one day, I think I was maybe 11 or 12, and someone was going into the hospital. And I thought, you might turn into a... What the hell? Then it occurred to me. Yeah, I figured it out
yourself.
Myself.
You did. Wow.
I'm like, what a stupid kid.
I believed 2 things when I was a kid. One, if you ate watermelon seeds, a watermelon tree or whatever would grow in you.
Man, adults tell you that kind of stuff.
Why?
Pumpkin seeds. And yeah, I don't know, because it's hilarious.
It's funny to laugh about when you're drinking wine with your friends.
Yeah, and I suppose also it's a good way to keep kids from doing it, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess that's probably the whole desire.
Yeah.
And my other one was if you swallowed gum, it never left your system.
How true is that, though? I still wonder if there's some truth to that. Maybe it's in your guts somewhere.
No,
that's not true at all.
In your body?
I don't know.
You know how many pieces of gum I've swallowed?
Me too.
That would be 1,000
Well,
pounds.
That explains a lot. Well, that explains a lot.
Sluggo just realized.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Oh, speaking of, I'm going to play AC/DC, really.
All right, we are going to take your calls.
Yep.
If you, like us, have had
some ridiculous thing
when you were a kid. there's a list on BuzzFeed. One of them is the belly button feeder.
What's
this
that?
Is somebody who thought that when a mom fed her baby in her womb, that she would just put food in the belly button.
Like that's what I've never heard that one. That's a good one.
And the other one that I found very funny, and I can't remember who else thought this, but the dedicated TV actors.
Well, I don't know that.
So the kid would watch TV, then he would go eat or whatever. The people that were actors and actresses would wait for him.
Oh.
Then when he came back, they would continue the show. That's what they thought.
Wow.
Television was.
Wow. Wow.
So the dedicated TV actors wait around for kids to come back to the TV and then they can start again.
And that is sort of that super ego that you have as a child, that you think the world revolves around you.
Totally. Yeah. And you don't understand the technology necessarily.
Right.
Or
right. Right.
All right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and the dumber the better. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
As a child, I was afraid when they said you could turn into a vegetable, you would literally turn into a carrot.
So we're talking about stupid things that you thought as a kid, or in a lot of these cases, you were told by your parents.
Yeah.
That's some BS there.
Yeah, that is.
All right, so KLOS, hello, what's yours?
So I'm blind in my left eye, and when I was little, I thought that when I covered my right eye with both eyes open, I could see through my hand because everything was kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
So I thought I had superpowers.
Oh, I see.
See through my hand.
Wow. That it does make sense logically.
Yeah.
If you can see something.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have a story as a kid.
Please, stupid things you thought as a kid.
So I must have been about 5 when you're just learning to read. When I would see carpool, I thought it was only for cars with pools.
I love that.
That makes so much sense.
That is the best.
Right?
Right on. What's your name?
Yes, Monica.
Monica, I wish I had a car like that.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, that would be awesome. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Stupid things you thought as a kid.
This is way back when I was 13, and I went to, they had Social Security offices that you could go to.
Okay.
And then the thing was, my parents never gave me a Social Security card. So at 13, I said, yeah, I'm going to go get a Social Security card. So I went down, I filled out all the stuff, and I got a Social Security card. It came in the mail and everything. So my parents said, oh, yeah, no, we got it. So I thought I had 2 numbers.
For how long?
Until I was an adult. And I said, no, I'm not going to use the Social Security number that my parents got. I'm going to use the one that I got, because the one I got was better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, but it was the same number. They knew it. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I thought for sure that I had 2 Social Security numbers.
That's beautiful.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about stupid things you thought as a kid.
Although I would say that guy was duped by his parents, not necessarily.
Yeah, true.
That would be believable.
True.
What do you got?
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah. They do love to say that one a
lot. They do.
Hello, KLOS.
So one time, me and my mom were driving somewhere, and I was sitting in the front seat. I was probably about 6 or 7, and we were driving somewhere, and she was out of gas. She was on the E-line. And I was really scared that we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road and have no gas. And she had said that however the mileage on your car tells you how many miles you have left.
On the odometer?
On the odometer. That's how many miles you have left when you're on the E.
Wow, she led you. So it would say
835,226 miles left to go. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's nice to keep the kid from.
Did you ever run out of gas because you thought you had plenty? Oh, you
moved on. Okay. 818-955-KLOS. What did you believe as a kid?
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are talking about things that you thought that were pretty stupid when you were a kid. What's yours?
Hi. When I was a kid, we drove a lot, and I always thought that when it said exit only, that meant that was the only way to get there at all.
Oh, wow. And so were you confused when you drove past exits then?
Well, I'm not sure exactly when I learned that that wasn't true. I think I was like 16 or 17 years old.
Be honest, you still believe that, don't you?
No, I don't.
Liar! No, come on. You can be honest with us. Look, however smart you are now, we were all dumb as kids.
Yep.
At some point, we thought something stupid was true.
Yep.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. What's yours, sir?
Yeah, when I was about 3 or 4, I used to think motorcycles, I nicknamed them Cunnanas. So whenever I see a motorcycle, I'd say, Cunnana, Cunnana.
Cunnana.
Is that why?
No, Cunnana.
Cunnana. Why?
Why?
No, with a K, Cunnana.
Okay, but why?
I don't know. Just when I was that age, I did.
Oh, you're making up your own words. Well, that's good. I mean, you know, that's fine.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Very strange.
Yes, I didn't know. He was correcting us like we were.
No.
Talking about stupid things you thought as a kid. Hello.
With a K.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I came to this country when I was 7 years old, and they picked us up at LAX, and it was nighttime. So as we were driving down the freeway, the brake lights were red on one side, and the other side were white lights, right? So I thought that you had to know what kind of lights you had on your car to determine which side of the street you were on.
That's very funny.
That's really interesting.
That makes sense. Logically,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Huh. Where'd you come from?
Cyprus. It's a small island in the Mediterranean.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I want to go there. But it's a little belated, but welcome.
Thank you.
Right on.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, KLOS. What's your thing you thought as a child that proved to not be true?
Mine was I used to have a habit of eating lemons. You know the little seeds? My friends used to say, if you eat the seeds, you're going to grow a tree in your stomach.
Right.
For me, like a dumbass, I was 6 years old, I actually felt the pain at night, and I was thinking it was true, so I didn't want to let them know anything. I went and I took X-Lax, and I was out of school for like 3 days.
Oh!
Thinking as well as that it was.
Oh, see, now that'll teach parents to tell kids things like that. That was actually kind of smart of you, in a way.
Lemons, but it was all the acid that I ate, and it was hurting my stomach, but I thought it was that.
Oh,
and
you're a pretty smart kid
at
that
point. Kind of smart.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, right on. Thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello. Stupid things you thought as a kid.
Oh, well, I used to think back in the 50s, like, things were black and white.
Right.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because of TV and movies and everything.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. I used to ask my dad, hey, what was it like back then when when everything was black and white? You're just like, what?
What is wrong with you? That's beautiful.
I'm raising a dumb son.
Yeah, apparently he grew up in Pleasantville. I love that movie. Hi, KLOS. What did you think as a kid?
Yeah, when I was about 6 or 7, I thought that the dogs were boys. And the cats were the females.
You know, my mom thought the same thing.
What?
The dogs were boys and cats were females.
Really?
Yeah, dogs are always male and cats were
females.
Your mom
always thought that?
Yeah. Yeah, she still does to this day. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. That's very interesting. I never heard anyone else other than her say that. Hey, KLOS.
No wonder you are the way that you are. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So it wasn't so much what I believed, it's what I let my children believe.
Oh, nice.
They lied to me.
They lied to you?
I thought that if they lied to me, that it turned red behind their ears. So anytime I didn't believe them, I'd say, okay, let me see behind your ears. Oh. And then they'd say, okay.
Whoa. What a smart parent.
So they're about 10.
I was going to say, about how old were they? 10, huh? When they started, one of their friends were like, that's not true. Wow. That's awesome.
Yep.
You know what? I kind of have to encourage parents in that one. I think that's a pretty good
idea. Nicely played.
Yeah, nicely done. Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoons.
Kevin, you say Jon Bon Jovi was one of the roughest interviews ever. He was really mean and he beat you up and threw stuff at you?
No, it's really nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that totally wrong. That's weird.
I misunderstood that whole conversation.
He said he really liked him, actually. That's I always hear such good things about that guy.
Yeah, he's always nice.
Yeah, that's what everyone
says. You don't hear stories about him being
No, never.
A jerk.
Exactly. Yeah. Except to you.
Except
no,
to
no,
you.
That didn't happen.
It's time for Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of Nonstop Rock.
Yeah, Nonstop Rock.
Game.
We had a $2,000 winner last hour.
He was so awesome. Then he said he's going to go blow it in a casino.
He did.
We're like, woohoo!
It was AC/DC. We got a bunch of guesses of AC/DC songs, but it was Hell's Bells.
Yep.
And not what everybody else was guessing.
The other AC/DC songs,
unfortunately.
People are guessing.
So we picked a new song. We have $500. You identify the artist and the song title and be caller 13, and you will win $500.
And here you go. All right. What is that? Give us a call now. Be caller 13. You got yourself $500. You don't do it. Joe Blow does. Be $1,000. Joe Blow doesn't do it. $1,500.
Right.
And then, whatever, man.
818-5... 818-955-KLOS.
I honestly couldn't remember for a second either when you did that.
Got it.
Wow. It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Nick.
Nick, you are caller 13.
Oh, awesome.
We're going to play it for you. Don't tell us right now, but do you think you know what the song is?
I think I do.
All right, we'll play it for you one more time.
And if you can tell us both who it is and what the name of the song is, you get $500. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here comes your 1 second of nonstop rock. What do you think that is?
I think it is the Rolling Stones. Yeah.
What song?
Just pick a Rolling Stone song.
Yeah.
About midnight. Oh, I can't think of the name of the song. No.
The judges are rolling their eyes. You got to give us a title.
I don't see judges.
Oh, there's lots of them.
Okay,
they're everywhere.
Okay. We're gonna.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
no worries.
No. All right. So, no title, no answer.
Yes, correct.
Thank you for trying. And now it's $1,000. That'll be tomorrow.
Tomorrow between 3 and 4, $1,000
on KLOS
95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I think I might be making this up, but I think I read somewhere once where the word "hey" is the most used word in rock songs. And
I think I would believe that.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I think I would believe that.
Yeah. Hey. Hey,
other than words like the, right? I mean,
yeah,
those ones
that's true. Yeah,
qualify.
Exactly. Yeah.
We need to get a new job, and I think you're going to be all over this one. It is.
Wait, you're looking for a new gig already?
It's in Sonoma.
Wait, where?
It's in Sonoma County.
23 days in.
I'm mainly looking for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I got to be honest.
Because I keep calling myself Bean, right?
I want to do the show with anyone else.
No. Kevin and blank.
It's a wine job.
Okay.
Wine. And you? No. You love wine.
Drinking, I love wine.
Drinking wine.
Oh,
yeah.
Drinking wine. Oh, okay. Yes, please.
So there's a place in Sonoma County, Murphy Good Wine or some lame like that.
Murphy Good Wine.
Yes.
That's a clever name.
That's what it's called.
Digs deep into the
really
history.
They didn't really work on it
no,
much.
I guess not.
At least go with great.
You're trying to send me to some place called Murphy. Go work at Murphy Good Wine.
At least put it great in there.
Yeah.
What are you calling it? It's good.
Murphy's it. Amazing wine.
It's
Murphy's
just good.
What the hell? Damn good wine.
Yeah, so it's a job there in Sonoma County at that winery.
Okay.
And it pays $10,000 a month.
Oh, damn.
So 120 grand.
Wow.
Rent free.
Nice.
And 30 cases of wine.
30 cases of wine?
And you don't, according to this news report, you don't have to know what you're doing.
Apparently they don't either.
Right.
Well, hey, if your favorite part of the day is a glass of wine after work, what if having a glass was your work? Ah, got your attention, right? A winery in Sonoma, California is offering a really good job to someone with a passion for wine. So the Murphy Good Winery is offering free rent, and get this, $10,000 a month for the one-year position. If you don't know winemaking, no worries. It comes with on-the-job training and even 30 cases of wine.
So wait, it's a year, and then they kick your ass out after you've drank 30 cases of wine.
I think so.
But you got 120 grand.
Yes.
That's
and rent free.
And rent free. And you live up north.
Yes.
It's beautiful there.
Isn't that crazy?
All right, I'll take it.
I don't like wine. That's a downside for me.
That does make it harder.
Yeah.
So you're not one of the, like, do you have people tell you all the time, oh, you probably just haven't had the best,
of
the
course.
Good kind.
Yeah.
You haven't had a good one.
Yeah,
I don't subscribe to that.
I have a lot of friends that, because they love it so much, they think that. There was a friend of ours who had, I don't remember how much it was. It was ridiculous. It was like $400 or $500 for a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to try this.
No, God, no. Not on someone who doesn't like wine.
Right.
What a waste. Wow.
And I feel like, I'm sad that I don't like wine, because it seems like the people who like it really enjoy it.
I do. I love it. But you know, it took me 10 years. Now, I don't say you should try it or do this or whatever, but I did eventually come around to wine.
It's 10 years. Why would you wait that long?
I just kept trying.
Why?
And I'd not have any.
Wait,
and then
why though?
Someday, I don't, just, what do you mean? Why wait?
I just mean, why did you try for 10 years?
Oh, I don't know. Because same thing. It seemed like people loved it.
They do love it.
It seems like a kind of earthy, more real thing to drink.
I do feel like I'm missing out.
And I have come around to it. So I love it so much. watch. It's
but
nice
I think
to have...
there are a lot of wine posers.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like when they bring the wine out to the table so someone can taste it. F you.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I just sort of look at it. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's great. No one knows.
No, no.
Nobody's going to go, you know what? The grapes don't seem right to me.
You know, this is off by exactly one note.
Right.
So I cannot. Send it back.
Those people are absurd.
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
people who just love wine.
Yeah, guzzling 30 crates of wine. I'm right there with, you know.
We're going to make our own application. You have to do it on video.
Oh, video.
So you send them a video, and then they look at you, and they go, all right, well, you can have this job or not.
To the Walter Murphy Fifth of Beethoven Wine Company or whatever it is?
It's the Murray Good Wine.
Oh, Murray Good Wine.
Murphy.
Sorry,
Murphy Good
Wine. Walter Murphy Good Wine. Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
So we're going to make an application. We'll put it on our Instagram and on our Twitter, at Kevin and Sluggo.
You will find it there. Us trying to find a new job.
And I'll tell people I love it.
Whatever it takes to get that cush job. Ooh, is there cush available? Now I'm really in. It's Foo Fighters making a fire on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greg is here.
Greg's here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Looks angry.
He's never angry.
Oh, I don't know. I think we should get the hell out of here, though.
Okay.
All right.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1965 when Bob Dylan released his Bringing It All Back Home, his fifth studio album. It was the first one to break the U.S. top 10 album charts, and the single, Subterranean Homesick Blues, became Dylan's first single to chart in the U.S. It was on this day in rock in 1974 when the Eagles released their third studio album, On the Border. It was the first Eagles album featuring guitarist Don Felder. It was on this day in rock in 1980 when Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall Part D started a four-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart. It is the only song Pink Floyd had that hit number one in the U.S. The song was also number one in the U.K., in Germany, and Australia, Italy, a bunch of other countries as well.